Welcome to The Wayne Nicholson Show, where our guests share their fascinating stories. If you have any questions or would like to DM us, we would love to hear from you. We also have a YouTube channel and a Facebook page.
This episode is brought to you by Egypt Fun Tours. Now, I always said if Indiana Jones was to take a tour throughout Egypt, then Egypt Fun Tours would be the company he would book through. I can vouch personally, having booked this company when traveling to Egypt in 2019. If you are looking for a professionally guided service, which is knowledgeable, fun, and sometimes off the beaten track, then you can't beat Egypt Fun Tours. You see, my wife and I went with the private tour, which was personalized to our own interests and needs, which you can do with Egypt Fun Tours. We traveled from the south, visiting beautiful Abu Simbel, right up to the magical Alexandria. We got to spend alone time, would you believe, in the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid, as well as camping with the Bedouins in the White Desert. We learned how to read hieroglyphs, and we visited the beautiful temples of Abydos and Dendera, which sometimes is not included on tours. So for more information on Egypt Fun Tours, check out their Facebook page, Egypt Fun Tours, or their website, egyptfuntours.com. This episode is also brought to you by Delhi's Continental. From just one pop-up and one sandwich, their reputation spread quickly, selling out whatever they prepared in 20 minutes. Boasting their continental rolls are the best in Australia, with every ingredient fresh and made in-house. Now, within months, these two owners, Steb McCluder and Aldo Putsu, had already graced the pages of magazines, websites, and newspapers. Rumours are now stirring that this could be big. If you are interested in what all the fuss is about, and you are lucky enough to live in Perth, Western Australia, why not head down to Delhi's Continental, number 2/861 Beaufort Street, Inglewood, with their grand opening set to be this summer 2021. For more information, you can check out their Instagram and Facebook page, Delhi's Continental. Now, it's a privilege that the guest today is one of our very own sponsors. Steb McCluder is a co-owner of Delhi's Continental. An entrepreneur, Steb will take us through the pitfalls of starting a business in food and how he is dealing with the hype and pressure of opening one of the most anticipated venues here in Perth, Western Australia, with some people even hailing that this could be the rival to the number one fast food giant in the world, Subway. So, man, it's been 6 months.
Dude.
Steb, how you doing?
Good, man. Going great.
How do you like the new studio?
Man, I love it. Congrats. Firstly, for the viewers at home.
Listeners more.
And viewers. The homie just got a whole new upgrade and it's dope. It's real good.
It's taken a while.
It's super nice. You must be wrapped.
Look, the reason why I got you on is... you've been going through a whole heap of change.
Bro.
Like exciting times. I'm so proud because I'm actually seeing a lot of it on Instagram. And I'm a proud brother. You are an entrepreneur and you've been delving into businesses, but this is a business I know that you've wanted to do in a long time. And it's rare that the sponsor of the show is the guest on the show.
Well, we still haven't ironed out the contracts yet, but you better believe it's going to be the main sponsor. So, for sure.
Well, there's a few coming on board now. I think it's best that I have my brother.
Oh, 100, man.
That I was in a business with, that I'm good friends with, to be a sponsor on the show. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
So, since I've seen you last, you had a pop-up store.
Yeah.
Tell us how Delhi's started.
Oh, like way back.
Like, yeah, what was the concept? How did you think about it?
All right. So I want to say it's like 2015, 2016, kind of around then. Just had an idea to do like mad sandwiches, man. That whole lunch game it's not that it's not looked at, but it's just, I thought, man, it'd be nice to do like something real dope for lunch. You know, chefs get kind of really excited by the night service and all this shit. So it would be nice to just kind of do like a real fun takeaway style deli spot for lunch. And you know, it's been around forever, man, like all the big names and whatever, but I've always liked that idea. Like that's the kind of food I eat whenever I got time. And yeah, I was like, man, the most iconic sandwich in WA is the Conti roll. Like, let's just start there. And
continental roll.
Continental roll
for those that are living overseas. What is a continental roll?
Continental roll is basically like back in the day when immigrants came through to like Australia, the working class type thing, you know, for them, it was just like bread and cured meats. Like that's probably the easiest way to describe what a continental roll is. It's nothing fancy. It's just what kind of Europeans and just immigrants in general, like that's just what people eat. Like even in Italy, or I guess like with my background, there's similar stuff. Like there's a cured meat, there's some kind of carb, which is usually a bread, and then kind of that's it. And then,
but it's fresh, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, or like, I mean, it's something that can hold throughout the day as well. So like on the way to work, or like in the mornings, they could just make a roll, take it with them. And that was.
But your background is fine dining. You're a chef and you were fine dining in one of WA's best restaurants.
At a brief time.
Well, what takes someone that goes from an apprentice working their way up, looking up to these amazing chefs, to suddenly going, you know what, I'm gonna start up a Conti roll business?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Like, I love cooking. You know, I've been a cook for like almost 20 years. Like, that was, it's the dream. Like, it's the dream to kind of like work your way to, you know, a restaurant that you've been looking at for the longest time. And I've been lucky enough to get into a few of those places, and it's been an awesome experience. But I kind of just hit a point like maybe like 2011-ish, kind of just before I started like studying film. I just kind of, it, you know, cooking hurts. Like, it's not an easy profession at all. Like, you know, those long days, long nights, weekends, the stress and stuff like that. So I was lucky enough to work up to this like really cool point. I was super happy. And then, you know, I kind of get bored easy. And after a while, when you learn all the systems and all this stuff, like, yeah, it's always changing and it's fun, but you kind of get to a point, it's like, well, like kind of what am I chasing next almost, you know? And but I've always been like that. Like, I've never really stayed in a job for more than like 4 years, you know, and that's, you know, my apprenticeship. I kind of had to. So, but there's like one or maybe two other places, but I was always doing something off to the side to kind of just keep me excited, keep me interested. And yeah, I just kind of hit that point and I was like, man, I want to study something. So I studied film. That's where we met. And then ever since then, I've never really been back into like a high-end kitchen, you know, like I've maybe done a few cameo shifts or whatever, but I've never gotten back there because I'm just like.
You're talking high-end as in.
Yeah, like fine dining. Fine dining. Yeah. Okay. It's funny because I love that food. Like that's, you know, that's the stuff that I love the most. I love the whole experience of it. Like I know what it, you know, what chefs go through to get that kind of food to the table. And I love the whole theater behind it. Like there's everything I love about it, but sure. I just didn't want to do that anymore. Like my body just didn't want to do that anymore. Like it's grueling, you know?
Every book you've read or every interview you've seen on YouTube, you understand that from chefs.
Yeah.
Like it's labor intensive. Yeah. I don't think people realize how hard and how many hours you do for the money you get.
Yeah. And
compared to other jobs.
Yeah. You can't really be a cook for the money. Like there's some like very well paying jobs as, you know, chefs, but you know, I think cooks get into it because they just have this like love affair with food, you know, like it's the food, it's the hot noisy kitchen, it's the kind of chaos that's in there. It's quite addictive. Like it's, you know, in the middle of service when everything is going wrong and it's like a game trying to figure it out and everything is kind of to the minute. It's not like, oh, I'll solve this problem tomorrow morning or like next week. It's like, no, you've got like 6 minutes to figure the shit out real quick or someone's going to yell at you type thing. But it's super alluring, but it does take a toll, like mentally, physically, and you know.
But you know, the last time when we were working together in clothing, you said you never wanted to get back in the kitchen. Now tell me the strategy, because it's a good strategy. Mm. But tell me your strategy of starting going back into the food industry.
Yeah.
What was it to start up something called Deli's?
Look, I've always been cooking, like regardless of whatever I've been working on, like food. The food industry has always provided a steady paycheck. So it doesn't matter what I get involved in or interested in or invested in. The hospitality industry always provides like a paycheck whenever I need one. You know, like I'm not saying like I'm a risk at all type thing, but if I believe in something, I'm going to just like throw money into it because I just like the idea that like money is very transient, you know, like I've never had a lot of it and it comes and it goes and it moves around. Like I don't feel like
I need energy.
Yeah. Mm. Like I don't ever feel like I want to have like, you know, millions of dollars saved up. Like it just, I don't know. I just never have really been like that. And I'm pretty fine to get by with not much.
So when you do make millions, can you give it to me?
Spending it all.
Can you give it to me?
Yeah, 100%. We're going to go party for real. So when I've had like some savings, I've always done something like I've either studied or started a business, or I've tried to just like do other things that just, you know, can provide maybe a future, but it's more of the experience. It's the fun. Like it's, you know, I'm in a pretty good position where I don't really need to have X amount coming in a week for like, you know, mortgage or whatever. Like I don't really own much. So, you know, unlike most people, and it's pretty hard. Like people are like, oh man, you're so lucky you get to do this. It's like, yeah, but my position is very different. I don't have like a house. Sure. I don't have, you know, all these other expenses. So yeah. So cooking has been like really, really cool like that. And I've been cooking forever, but with delis, it kind of came about weird because I had this idea like 6-7 years ago or whatever.
I remember.
A very like, yeah, I chatted to you. I think you were the first probably to know. I was like, hey man, what do you think of this? But I put it on the shelf and I was like, nah man. And I went to study, went to Sydney, like did all these other things. I was planning on heading back to Sydney like early 2020. And then obviously COVID happened and it was just like, man, I'm not going anywhere. And Aldo, my current business partner, was just started at Rosso's, is the place that I was kind of working casually, and he just started there, and at the beginning of the year we became like pretty close, and we worked together super well, and he was kind of in a bit of a pickle as well. We're like the same age and he's like, man, what's kind of next? I'm kind of getting bored already, you know. So yeah, one day I was like, well, I'm not going back to Sydney, what are my options as well? And we were just shooting the shit, man. I was like, hey, I've got this like idea that I've been meaning to start, and you know, the barrier to entry is like pretty low. It's not going to cost us like heaps to kind of get it off the ground. He had some ideas that were very similar to delis in that style. And we're like, man, fuck it. Let's just kind of, you know, get it together and we can just run a pop-up out of Rosso's. So what
sort of food was Rosso's?
It's a pizzeria. Yeah. So Rosso Nero's is a pizzeria in Mayland, which is pretty good. It's done super well. It's really consistent. It's a really fun place to work. And I've known the owner for like over a decade now. So Phil's a homie, and I've chatted to Phil about delis for like 5 years, and he's always been like, man, let's start it. And he's always been like big picture kind of thinker and really motivated to like kind of gamble and sure, and having a punt type thing. That's and good. Yeah, so he was super keen, and Aldo's on board, and I kind of just, you know, we just pushed it all together. Like Phil was building a small cafe at the front of the pizzeria just to do like mornings and days, and then we just lined it up with that. We're like, well, if they do coffee, maybe we can just like run like Conti rolls, like just out of here. We can do like market research. We can just see if we have a product people like, and we can do all like this testing type thing.
Sure. So that was like the concept, and you thought, yeah, let's get going.
Yeah.
Now, if someone's starting out in the food industry, like say if someone wants to start something like you have, what's the first thing besides the product? Was the product a hard thing? Because you knew you wanted continental rolls. What was one of the hard things that?
Yeah. So look, Conti rolls was just a start. So like the way I like to figure out like businessy type stuff, and I guess I've been lucky to be a part of a few, is like I like to look at it from like a bunch of different angles, like super short term, and then like a little bit bigger and bigger. And I love big picture thinking, like that's where we get along like super, super well. And we kind of like just work backwards. So like with delis, we've got this like real grand idea, and it's really nice to kind of get excited about and whatever, but you have to just put it all to the side and go, okay, well, like what's like step one? What's like the super, super basic? Like we didn't go and blow all this money on like all the equipment that we wanted to do all these things. Like we literally invested, we bought like the cheapest deck oven we could find, which was tiny, man. No joke. We could fit like 6 rolls at a time. Sure. You know, like,
this is now or back then?
Back then. Yeah, when we started. So we could still get a product together that we were super happy with for like the lowest cost possible. And then we just use that time to kind of do all the R&D. Like all that research is vital, like in my opinion. So if someone was to start a food business or whatever, it's like just do as much research as you can. Like, figure out the product that you want to do, figure out like the, when we talk about deli stuff now, everything fits in a bucket. So like if we have an idea, it's got to go through these channels before we can go, yeah, okay, cool, that's like going to go on the menu or something like that. Sure. That's how we think about it. So let's just say we wanted to do like a new roll or focaccia or pizza or something. Okay. Can we make it affordable? Cause that's kind of like the whole baseline for delis, sure, right? Can it be affordable? Okay, if it's yes, it goes into the next bucket. Like, does it fit into the deli's brand? Like, you know, we're not going to start doing sushi tomorrow because that's not, it's not deli's. And then it's got to go into, you know, can we can we scale this? And I'm not talking about like, how can we make a million of them? It's more like, do I have to be the one to make this, or can I teach someone else how to make this so that it can sit at the same standard? Because with all the deli stuff, it's not about like, yeah, we're chefs, you know, we come from all this experience, but can I show like my nephew how to make this without me being there and still replicate the same product? Because otherwise it's like, I'm going to be stuck in this kitchen for the whole entire lifetime of delis.
I think that's really important.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I remember you telling me that before.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that stuck in my mind, which made me think it's a smart way of, you're using what you know in order to build a brand, but not have to be locked in there.
Yeah, yeah. And not in like a...
I know what you...
Not in a shitty way. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm not just trying to build this so I can walk away. I know. But
it's your passion
at
the same time.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have got where you've got to.
Oh, yeah.
If it was just... 2 years, if it was just an in and out thing.
And, you know, I love food. So it was, you know, it has been my life for almost half my life, you know? So yeah, like there's a lot of like passion and a lot of love in there. And you know, it's a lot of long hours. I mean, we were doing like delis in the morning and then we were working jobs at night. Like all the money was going back into the business. Like, you know, it's just your typical building a business with nothing, you know? Mm. But yeah, like we want to be able to be in a position where we don't have to be, you know, rocking those 12-hour days, 7 days a week. Like, you know, can we come in and maybe do some prep and then just kind of go and do other stuff? Like I would love to be in a position where like, my role at Deli's is more of the business, or it's the branding or marketing, like other things, like, you know, people call it like activations, but like collabs and all that stuff. Like I love the shit out of that.
Like what we're doing now.
Yeah. 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 100%. Like we've done all these like really fun, cool events. And I love doing shit like that because it's cool. You're working with cool people. There's all these new ideas. Like that's what excites me. So with Deli's, it's all that, you know, like it's the excitement of the startup. Like how can I turn like an idea that, yeah, it's already been done. Absolutely.
But it's all about branding.
Yeah. Know? There's a whole
what
bunch of
your brand represents.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Know?
It's young, it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's built on foundations of things that have worked in the past.
Yeah. Very vintage. Like it's not, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just doing things with a modern approach. And it's cool to see where it has, like where it started to where it is now. And then, you know, when we look at like the timeline of where things kind of can go, like it's super exciting. Like if Deli's is to close tomorrow, I'll look back and go, fuck man, that was the best year of my life. Like it was so wicked because we did some like really crazy stuff with just a sandwich. Like we're in this position just from like one sandwich. Everything that we've gone through, everything that we've learned, all the mistakes that we've made, now like when I go into the next kind of business, because I get bored super quickly. So within a few months, I'll be like, you know, what the hell am I doing next? I'll be able to take all that experience and just go, okay, cool. Like I can maybe make way less mistakes this time and I can do this and that. But that's the fun part. Like as soon as it starts to get, you know, if I start waking up going, oh, I can close my eyes and do this shit on autopilot, like it's game over. Like once, and that's why like kitchens, I've never stayed in kitchens like that long because you get to a point where you're just waking up and you're just going through the motions. And I hate that feeling.
You've got to keep it exciting and fresh, you know. But, you know, you guys have had an amazing press.
It's been
nuts,
man.
I think that's because your social media is quite on point.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Like who does that?
Yeah,
both you and Aldo?
Yeah. So like all the memes and stuff, like Aldo's a genius. Like he's...
The memes are great.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So... He loves to do all that stuff, which is dope. He does all the photo editing. And, you know, we're not using anything. We're just using an iPhone. Like
that's all you need.
Yeah, that's all you need.
I keep trying to tell people that.
Yeah, man, you don't need all the bells and whistles. It's funny because, you know, a couple programs you can do anything. And, you know, sometimes it's fun that it's not, like, perfect. You know, like it's, you can see, like, some of the poorly cut out whatever.
But that's
and it's,
what makes it's it funny, man. That's what, but you see, that's what I think when you said you're taking something quite vintage and putting a modern spin on it.
Yeah.
I think the modern spin is not just the food. It's it's the marketing spin
that comes absolutely. With
it. And you're not tied to any regulations. Yeah. And
but see, that's just who we are as people. Man, we talk shit all day long and we just have a laugh like all day long. Like all we do is just talk about like, you know, Rick and Morty and just shit.
Does that reflect in your food?
That
energy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Damn. Because we're having fun at the end of the day. Sure, we're trying to make this into a future, you know, like that would be obviously the goal. But at the same time, like we have to be having fun. And we've had this talk multiple times. Every time we're like, man, as soon as this is not fun anymore, and it turns into well, like
you and I said that.
Yeah, man, 100%. And I love that philosophy, and that's again something that I learned in a previous business that I've always been able to take on. You know, but yeah, in terms of the socials, it's pretty much all like Aldo. You know, like he'll come with an idea, he'll just kind of edit something real quick, take a photo of me when I'm not looking, and then I'm on someone's fucking body, like saying something dumb. But
give him a shout out.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I love Aldo. Like, I wouldn't be in this position without him. And had I known we were actually going to jump on, I probably would have brought him too, because that would have been pretty fun. Man,
I just need to get an extra mic, actually.
Yeah.
But there's quite a few people that want to come on.
Like doubles.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to like the hard post, like with a bit more of the writing stuff, I tend to probably do that. But again, it's a bit of a collab as well. Sure. So Aldo's English is amazing, but you know, just sometimes it's just a bit easier and faster if I just like write it up and then, you know, we'll run over it a few times and we'll just kind of post it out. So we actually want to go back through all of the stuff we posted and probably just try to get rid of a bunch of the old shit and try to, some of the stuff like doesn't really need to be there. Like it was fun for a while, but now we also want to take a bit of a professional kind of clean approach to delis. Sure. And I don't think it's going to tarnish anything, but it will just like maybe clean, you know, some of the sold out posts or whatever, like they can just kind of go, like there's no need for it to be there. All the food posts and stuff will stay, all the memes and whatever, but even like the collaborative ones, like if we did like a collab and there's a hard post, like that doesn't need to be there. It was like a one-off event.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of the live where it kind of just like, also the stories where it just like disappears in 24 hours. Like I'd love to curate like a really nice looking kind of online, you know, for the socials, but.
What's your favorite thing that you make with delis now? What's one of your favorites that if you had to recommend someone that's going to come through?
Well, we're like super close to opening. So we've been doing a lot of testing. So, and there's still a lot more to go as well, but yeah, I don't know if I should say, I'll just wait until the menu opens up. Sure. There's some cool stuff. Like,
well, the thing is what, you know, cause I know you, but people that don't know you don't realize that you're, when you first started the pop-ups, it was going off the hook.
It was crazy.
Like you had press and you're in like, you know, journalists are coming through. And I was sitting there going, you couldn't get a better springboard.
No, absolutely not.
You know, and the fact is that springboard has led you to opening your own place. So when is opening date? Do you have an opening date?
Yeah, not set in stone, but we're just currently waiting for the building permits to come back. So, you know, let's hope that it's like this week sometime. And then from there, it's probably, I imagine probably about 3 or 4 weeks in terms of build, and then we're kind of like ready to go. But
what's involved in the building?
I'll show you the photos later because I've got all the renders. Like our designer is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It looks, it's not what you think as well. Like, and it's really, really cool to see, but we don't have a very big space, but 3/4 of that space is like pure kitchen. So the building of that isn't too bad. And then we've got like this, you know, Deli's was always designed to be takeaway. It was never, and it's not just because of COVID, even though we were kind of born in COVID. It's not just because of that. Like Deli's needs to be that spot where you can kind of just come in, get whatever you need and kind of just be on your way. Yeah. You know, like we're going to have like some seating and stuff. Like, and
cause you guys are in a good spot too.
Amazing spot.
Every time I drive past there, I'm having a look. Yeah. I'm having a look.
And
what else have they done?
Man, I've got the keys, so I can. I can show you what's going on there.
Can I come next week?
Cool. 100%. Yeah.
Ah, that'd be good.
It's cool, man. Like, it's really cool to see that kind of evolution and to be in that space we love. And Inglewood's been super nice to us. Like, they're excited that we're moving
that's,
in.
That's another question I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Each shire is very different.
Yeah. And you know, we built the business in Maylands. So a lot of our close friends in Maylands were a little bit upset when, you know, we said we're going to Inglewood, but it was just
down the road.
Yeah. And we were looking at that kind of space. Like, you know, we also want to do pizzas at night and we don't want to compete with anyone or friends or do any of that. And, you know, food, sadly, you're competing with everyone, but in the spot that we're in Inglewood, like we're pretty good, you know, like. The one thing that we probably, most of us share in common is coffee, you know, like, and that's whatever type thing. There's some places like our cafes, so they'll have like the majority of their thing going on. But, you know, we're just adding coffee as a thing to have like at delis. Like, you don't want to get a sandwich and a, you know, a long black. Like,
one goes with the other.
Yeah. So, and you know, because of like, you know, friends in the industry and stuff, like we're getting our own beans roasted. Like they'll labeled. Yeah, they're all labeled as like delis and it's our blend. And we sat there and tasted. Well, I didn't, Aldo did because I don't do coffee, but.
Well, he's Italian. He's got a new coffee.
Super picky, but which is good. So that's cool. Like you can come in at delis and buy, you know, a bag of delis coffee beans, man. It's crazy. It's like it's ridiculous to think about like the little things like that, you know, and just to see how this brand is.
Well, kind of evolving. I think it was my last podcast. It was a footballer and he started his own tea and coffee.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember.
And he was telling me about the process of, you know, he goes, I was a professional footballer and I never thought I'd start a coffee business, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just great. It's great to see different people going into different industries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Learning new things, you know? It's exciting. It's exciting times.
It's a ride, man. Like it's, you know, everything is just a cool experience, man. Like regardless of what is to happen, super thankful to be just in the position to have like a real crack. You know, like I think one of my personal problems is I have all these ideas, but I never... Like I would do all the work and the background stuff and I'll get so close to just like pulling the trigger, but I never do.
You're talking about 99% of the population.
That's very true. You know, with delis, I was in the position to start it like all those years ago.
But it wasn't the right time. It
wasn't the right time. Yeah, absolutely. And I never really beat myself up on it or whatever. But, you know, it's amazing how like the right, another person or like the right people kind of really makes the difference. And I guess like the time and the place really changed all that as well. But I'm sure like everyone does, like I've got a bunch of ideas sitting in the bank, you know, like we've got a couple ideas together. And you know, like it's all these of like trying to find time and then you've got to try to fund it and all these other things. And it's not easy, but you know, when the opportunity presents itself, man, sometimes you just got to like, you know, we went in pretty blind. Although like,
I think that's the best way to go though.
I dig it, man.
You and I did. Yeah. I mean, we knew nothing about starting a clothing label, but we learned on the way and man. We weren't in a rush. It took us a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it was fun. Like it was exciting, you know.
You got to jump in.
Yeah. And I completely agree. You know, like although we know so much about the food industry, like Aldo and I, you know, we didn't know a lot about like the business side of food industry. Like sure, we've both been like, I guess, fairly senior chefs for a while and we kind of know a little bit more, but it's the little things, man, like that are really, my list is like constantly full and it's all like little things that I just never had to think about ever.
Like what?
Staff information. Where the fuck do you get those declarations? You know, when you start a job and you got to fill out the shit and it's like, hey, what's your tax file number? Are you claiming the threshold? Like, I don't fucking know where that comes from. Like, it's so dumb, but you know.
But you've got more respect now over people that run businesses.
Bro, 100%.
I was going to say that. You know, a lot of it, sometimes employees just turn around and go, well, if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't have a product. But if it wasn't for them,
man,
fronting the money, fronting the equipment, fronting everything,
it's
you guys
scary.
Can go out and just get another job.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is our living.
Exactly.
It's very different. Hey?
Exactly. Setting up like, you know, emails and like napkins, you know, you'd think there's like three fucking kinds of napkins. Man, there is like 36,000. Do you want 2-ply, 3-ply? Do you want a Z fold, an M fold? Like, what the fuck does that even mean, man? Does it, I'm going to wipe my mouth with this,
you
know, man. Oh my God. So we're getting the coffee. The coffee beans are getting roasted and the boys are doing all that for us. Right. Shout out to Modus because those guys are the best. But so I'm buying coffee bags so we can sell like our beans.
Sure.
And then, you know, I find those and then I realize that you have to like heat seal them. And I'm like, what the fuck is a heat sealer? Like, is it a special thing for like bags or is it, I bullshit you not, I spent 45 minutes on YouTube watching how to heat seal bags without a heat sealer. Because I looked at them, they're like $500. And I'm like, man, I'm not spending $500 on a heat sealer. And then I'm watching dudes like use an ironing board and an iron.
Back to the ironing board, man.
Bro, I know so much about fucking heat sealing products right now.
It's all experience, you know, hey?
Yeah.
Experience, man, in the bag.
You get carried away. There's like, it's just all the little things like that. Finishings on like tables and, you know, cutting into marble and all these like little things that the shop kind of needs. You have to like think about all of it, you know? And I wasn't prepared to think about all of it. And I think that's, you know, a good thing as well because you get bogged down super quick. So,
you know why it's good for you?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you get in your own way.
Oh, big
you
time.
Get, you get, because I know you so well. The more you've got coming and you know, you it rolls around your head like a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
So I think the best thing for you is when you get surprised with problems, because then you're at your best during those times, you know?
Yeah, I think that's where the buzz comes from, right? Like every day I'll have a list of stuff that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. But then, you know, you're just putting out fires all over the place, like in a bunch of other stuff. But I like the idea of having, you know, all these random things pop up, because it just keeps me like kind of going. Because then I'm like, okay, well, I have to finish this and I have to finish that. And not that like my back's against the wall, but it's almost like a very kind of chef's way of thinking. Like, you know, you get bogged down in service, there's all these dockets, and you're always kind of like scurrying to finish up and get everything out and get everything clean and done. And, you know, I think that's just because I've been doing it so long like that, like just in a general service, that's just how I approach it. But
how long do you think? Do you think it's about a year in a business where you start to get a flow of who you are, how you do things? Or does it depend on the business?
Yeah, I think it depends on the business. We've only been open a year, but like I've been thinking about delis for like six. So not that things are working out the way that I had kind of like thought about them working out, but I feel like I know so much about it. I'm kind of almost prepared for like different avenues of where it can go. So like when Aldo came on board or when we really started to form delis, like it wasn't really delis back then. It was just like a very small idea, like a Conti roll type thing. But, you know, with Aldo, it's real like, okay, this is like delis. We've been doing it for about a year, but, you know, we talk about it all day long. Like we see each other like every day because we work together as well.
Yeah.
You know, in those like little, you know, catch ups or chats like throughout service or prep, you know, you figure out all these problems and because we don't really dwell or spend a lot of time on the food side, because that's the side that we are most comfortable with. That's like, well, that's where all of our strength is. So we can have an idea, we can do this. Okay, we'll talk about it for like half hour and we'll kind of write some stuff down, but then we can just put that to the side and not have to worry about it, because we know that when we are going to go test it or whatever, we can solve that problem super, super fast. So we've just learned to like prioritize the shit that we don't know and the stuff that is like the biggest first, and then we just kind of like can knock all the little stuff out real quickly. But
what's been the one thing that you didn't anticipate to be a huge thing that you didn't know?
That's a real good question.
What surprised you? Obviously not the food.
But
starting a food business. I know you said, you know, there's napkins and
heat. That's little stuff.
What was one of the big things that you just went, I didn't expect that?
Probably like the whole signing of a lease type thing. Like that process took way longer than I ever expected. And I wasn't really prepared for that. And I think like managing finances is probably the other thing, you know, like I said earlier, like I don't, you know, money's transient and that's, you know, I'm kind of.
But that's how creatives are. One thing you need is a good
account. Yeah. But that's the other thing, is that like, if you're not constantly on top of that, then, you know, you're going to get floored pretty quickly and you're just going to be like, fuck, where did all this money get spent on? But, you know, thankfully a few of us, it's not just me. I can, you know, we've got each other to kind of like rely on and that kind of stuff. But, the whole like lease process was, this is the first time I've really ever signed a lease to anything. Like I don't have a house or whatever. I've, you know, signed a rental lease, but this is like,
how long?
So we locked in for 7 years. So we got offered 5, but we asked for 7 and they were more than happy to kind of jump on board. And you know, if we want to take a crack, man, we want to have a real good shot at it. So it's a great space. We love the area. Like everything is kind of lined up really, really nicely. And again, it kind of, we were searching for so long, but this one happened like super organically and it just kind of like fit in. And yeah, we kind of jumped on it as soon as, you know, we found out about it. So
yeah,
but heaps of stuff, man, like trying to find stuff and like all these things. We were lucky. We didn't even have to post. We're hiring.
So you hired already?
Yeah, we've got a full crew. We've got like seven.
I thought it was just you and Elder.
No, we've got a full crew of people. We've got like 7 of us. Yeah, like we didn't post anything saying we're hiring and stuff like
that's
that. Like
fantastic.
People have hit us up going, hey, a lot of them are friends. Like I pretty much know everyone on the roster, but.
Peanut involved?
Nah.
Well,
I wish.
Do you know what? He knows the food industry.
He does. Yeah, he's got a real cool brain to pick. Like, and as much as I want him to, I'm not going to force him to, but definitely. He knows, man. Like everyone's been, like I was sorting out like that stuff today, predominantly trying to convert a PDF into an editable form. And I'm like, man, again, I just lost like 2.5 hours of my life trying to figure that shit out.
Yeah.
Sometimes YouTube isn't
editable. A PDF.
Yeah, it's fucked like up. A
software.
You know. I figured out how to bleach my beard in about an hour on YouTube, but trying to figure out how to fucking make a form like just signable or something, man, took me 2.5 hours. Yeah. I still don't even know if I've like done it right. So,
but you know, I think if it was me going back to when we started a business, it's the thing that I just didn't expect is the time.
Yeah.
It takes yeah, for that's certain true. Things that you don't even
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and being ready for it, you know.
Just writing receipts because we, you know, but we were selling out of a car park. Yeah,
at the boot, yeah, look, out of the great. Boot.
And we're selling, we're trying to write awesome. Receipts.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just
it's fun.
Like trying to find the right quality of good. Like, you know, yeah. when you guys, because I was talking to an Italian chef yesterday and I was bringing you guys up as an example and he said it was fantastic. He goes, but tell me one thing, are they making their own bread? And I went, yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, well, they'll do well. Because yeah. the first thing he said is, yeah. are they making their own bread? And I said, well, my friend's partnered with a guy called Aldo from Italy. And yeah. he goes, well.
Yeah, yeah, well, there yeah. you go. Yeah. Yeah, yeah that's another bucket for delis, you know, like, you know, it has to pass through that. Like, can we, you know, we really want to make everything from scratch. And it's a couple reasons. Like, massive reason is that generally it means that we can sell it for cheaper, so we're not having to pay that extra middleman to do a job that we can do already. And obviously we'll wear that labor cost, but then we can figure out processes to make that faster, or we can do it in bulk or whatever. And secondly, like, we can control whatever we put in there, you know, like, we don't want to fill our products with stabilizers and preservatives and all this other shit, you know, like, there's heaps of competitors in the space that do that, you know. And granted, I mean, that's how you scale and franchise and do all these things, but you know, with delis, we were like, man, if we're going to do it, like, let's just try to do everything we can, like, as possible all the time, like, in-house. And
keep it fresh.
Yeah. I mean, things take way longer because, like, you have to put the R&D time in. I'm not a baker. I've been a cook for, like, almost 20 years. Like, I don't really know how to make, like, good bread. Thankfully, Aldo's a wizard when it comes to that stuff. But even then, like, we spent months trying to figure out what we liked. You know, like, we were baking and baking and baking and we're like, oh yeah, this is a nice bread, but does it taste good? And, you know, is it crunchy? And, but, you know, all those little things, you kind of start to get really picky, and then that's where you sink all the time into as well. So yeah, like, we want to do everything from scratch. That was the whole point of really doing delis, is that we can control, like, what we make and how we do it, and we can put, like, the deli's brand on that. And, you know, that's part of trying to build a reputation, like we did with Case. Like, yeah. we went through everything, like, meticulously. Like, we had to be like this, and, you know, we even went to make our own patterns because,
you know, that was our, I've got friends that are still wearing the shirt today,
man. Wearing, like, it's all I wear,
but they turned around and said the quality hasn't changed for like 4 years.
Yeah.
And they wash it all the time, but that quality is still there. Yeah. And it makes me smile because that's, you remember we said we want a 10-year t-shirt?
Yeah, exactly.
If you wash it every week, we want that t-shirt to still look the be same as good in as 10 years.
Yeah,
100%. You're doing it with food.
Yeah, exactly. But that's just the approach that you should have. We're not trying to cut any corners. We're not trying to sell someone, you know, a product that we're not standing by, yeah. you know? And but
isn't it illegal to put, like, cocaine in your sandwiches?
That's different, you know.
Because you're going to get caught. Wait, stop it.
I've got to.
Stop no, it. But, you know, I looked up the other day, the number one food franchise in the world.
Subway.
You know, Subway.
Yeah.
Fucking Subway.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it would be McDonald's.
Yeah, because people like to buy into that eat fresh and healthy, God. But Subway ain't what you think it is.
Well, it was done a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They found out.
A couple times. There was a big thing about the bread, and then there was, like, the tuna recently that wasn't actually tuna. Yeah, there's a whole pile of stuff. But I don't know, that's like, which countries.
That's one of my favorite Subway rolls.
I'd stop eating that shit ASAP.
Are you serious?
Come to delis, man. I'll hook you up.
Oh, yeah. No,
with the real deal.
Look, I ran into a guy the other day, and I said, he goes, I haven't seen you in ages. And I said, what have you been doing? He goes, I've just come from delis.
Oh.
And he goes, I love those boys. And who I'm was so that? Happy they're near me, Andreas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I love Andreas.
I'm catching up with him and his wife on Monday.
Wicked.
But, like, he was just raving, you know. Love that, like, guy, I'm man. So, I told him, is there anything I can do?
Yeah, he's been day one since. And yeah. I think it's funny because Well before Delhi's, he came in at Rosso's one night, and all I wear at Rosso's is a Case hat and a Case tee. And he's like, man, I know that brand. Where did you buy that from? And I was like, oh, I'm the other half. I was like, you must know Wayne because I'm the other half. And then we started catching up or whatever. And he was pretty local to that area. And man, like since day one, Andres has been coming in. Like
he lives right where you guys are now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not too sure where, but...
Highgate?
Man, day one. So big shout out to the homie.
Yeah, for sure. But I just think that's such a cool thing. Yeah. You run into a place, you run into somebody and he's like, I've just come from... And you guys haven't even started yet.
Nah, man, we haven't even had a sign.
It's going to boom.
You know that sticker that's on on the shop? That's the first sign we've ever had.
Yeah, that's cool though, hey?
It's wicked. It's wicked. We don't go up close because it's creased as fuck. I'll take full responsibility, but it's not where my skill lies.
Because that's what I saw.
Yeah.
That's what
it's
I saw.
It's crazy. But, you know, that is probably the most humbling is that people are coming back to the spot, you know, to get whatever they need. And you see him.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how good your branding is. If the product is not good, if it's not tasty or good, people won't come back.
And it's a nice way to reassure you that you're kind of on the right track. These last couple of months have been like really stressful, man. Like, I've never been in a position like this, like in my whole life.
You know what? I caught up with your brother. And he says, oh, my poor bro. He's under a bit of stress at the moment. And the first thing I thought, is he's just signed the lease or he's done something.
Yeah, that's like crazy. Was that,
because
probably, yeah. Well,
I mean, look, this is me first time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, signing a lease for God knows however long. But I know I have that feeling as well. So I knew that's what you're thinking.
It's cool.
Because it makes it real. Right?
Yeah. But that's the cool part because like we were saying before, like I get in my own head and it's hard to go, fuck man, like now I got to pay people and now I got to pay like food and now I got to pay like a lease and all this shit. But man, you just sometimes have to block that shit out and go, fuck it. You know, I'll still think about it all day long and I'll wake up cold sweats like, fuck, I've got to pay people. Like, fuck, I hope we sell. You know like, what? You know,
because your whole life. You're working to get paid.
Yeah. Now, like, I'm going, okay, well, I'm not going to pay myself this whole year just to make sure that, like, people are getting paid. I'm sure it's not going to be like that, but that's what I'm prepared to do. Like, that's what you have to do. Because we had, like, a first staff meeting yesterday, which was cool. Like, these people are here to work for Delhi's, like, work for us. Not, like, work for us, but, like, you know, they're...
Work.
It's as crazy,
under
man.
Delhi's,
And, you know, all I'm thinking about... Man, amazing. Like, I love them all. They're cool. It's a young, fun energy. Like, everyone's really happy and positive. And
are they hot?
That's my staff you're talking about. Stop. Like, you know, they're there because they believe in Delhi's like we believe in Delhi's. And all I'm thinking about is going, okay, well, we have to, like, make sure that we look after these guys. Like, I know how important it is to look after staff. And that's, like, that's everything, you know, like... You know, we'll obviously do the best we can with the food and stuff, but these people are going to be the ones that are going to take Delhi's to that next level. We have to, like, protect these people at, like, all costs. You
see,
know?
The one thing you learn is so many people these days manage up.
Mm.
Like, they're managing for themselves. They're managing for that. And it's if you look after your staff, they'll look after you. And you know how I know the reason why I knew you were going that way, that you would have that feeling for staff is because – all the times you used to tell me about how you were managed
and the things that
happened. And not that things were bad, but
no.
You were always saying, Wayne, this is what I would do. I don't know why they do it this way.
Yeah,
this is
what
I do. And this is your chance now.
Yeah, which is awesome. And it's funny because I'm gonna really get the taste of it when we're kind of up and running. You know, maybe people manage other people in that way because of other circumstances that happen while you're open. You know, like ideally I have this like all laid out in my head. We're going to treat the staff like this and everyone's going to be happy. We're going to build this beautiful culture and stuff. But, you know, it's nice to fantasize, but I have to be able to put that into action. You know, like I have to make sure. Yeah, exactly. Like I have to make sure that I just stay the people person that I am now, like even when I have all this pressure on my shoulders, you know, like that's,
Steve, all it is, fine line. Seriously, all it is listening.
Yeah, man, 100%.
You know, 100%. It's what people don't do anymore. Mm. But if you, because you can communicate well already, right? It's just listening.
Yeah.
It's listening when you're under pressure, listening to your staff, listening to who they are, listening to their achievements, listening to their complaints. And if you can do that and respond truthfully and naturally, then you've got the respect of your staff.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And that's what I feel we have already. Like, we know all these people, you know, like
they were scared about your beard.
Oh, absolutely. When I think that's why they came.
Is that why you dyed your beard?
Nah, I did it because I was about to cut it off. And then Louis's like, man, let's do something fun. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, were you going to cut it off?
Yeah. We'll just trim it.
It takes you nothing to grow a beard.
Yeah.
You wake up 2 days later after a shave.
A full moon and I'm back. It's ridiculous.
But so how long did it take you to get your stuff?
Oh, so we were thinking about how we're going to post it, and Aldo and I started, Aldo started working on like this post that we were going to do. And then, we get hit up from a friend. We already had like one guy that was kind of in the bank. He's an old friend of mine that I've cooked with like all over the place. Like Nav is like a brother, man. Love that guy. Oh, so, you know, Nav.
Yeah.
So Nav, like from day one was like, man, you know, I'm happy to help and do whatever. So it's like, cool. Thanks. Like I've got, like, I know I can trust in his skill and ability and just him as a person. And then everyone else was kind of just like hitting us up as we were going. And a friend of Aldo's, who he used to work with, Davide, who's an absolute legend, man. Like he's got the biggest heart in the world. He's really inviting and caring and loud and fun. I met him through Aldo. He left his, he's like, man, I'm going to come on board because I love you guys. Man. And then he brought a couple friends and then just people hit us up.
So they're experienced.
Yeah. Yeah. The majority, everyone's been in hospital at some point. Yeah. There's going to be a few inexperienced people, but we're cool. Like we never wanted to hire skilled people. And that was like the big point, you know, yes, we've got some incredible skill that's coming and we're going to need it for this first kind of like shot because this like is going to be Delhi's HQ and we kind of need it to like work in a certain way. So we need that experience, but some of the staff aren't experienced when it comes to like cooking or whatever. And that's more than fine. And man, my nephew Moses is going to come and work with us. Yeah. It's going to be his first job. I told him, I said, if you fuck shit up, I'll beat your ass.
Your nephew.
Yeah. Nah. So, you know, like I'm so cool with that. That's like another thing for Delhi's is that like.
You're giving opportunities.
We want to build these systems so that they're pretty rock solid so that when people come on board, we can provide really, really good training and then all they have to come in and just like do their thing. Like we'll show you how to put things together, but you don't have to worry about like cooking this and you're not going to be the ones baking the bread and all this stuff. Like, you know, you'll just be more so putting things together to a standard that we kind of really want. And then we'll teach you how to go about all the other stuff. And but that's the same thing like of giving the opportunity everywhere. Like if my nephew in a month's time was like, man, I want to learn how to make coffee. Cool, man. Like, let me provide that opportunity for you to do that. I don't want you to stay. I'd love all the staff to stay with Delhi's for 10 years, but we want them to think about Delhi's after they've left and look back and go, fuck, man, like those guys were the nicest people in the world. They ran a really, really good place.
Also, because if you're that sort of guy and Aldo is too, then people will stay with you.
Yeah. And, you that's know, hospo is super fickle. You know, people won't stay at jobs for that long. And the ones that do, you're like, man, they're solid. You know, you try to keep them as long as possible. Obviously, we want to keep everyone as long as possible. And hopefully they grow with us as well. You know, like this is ground zero for Delhi's in terms of like employees. And if we really do what we think we can do, man, like we'll take everyone like with us, you know what I mean? Like everyone's job will be done by someone else and they'll be in better positions. They're not going to be, you know, running around making sandwiches and shit. They're going to be looking after like, you know, they're going to be managers. They're going to be operational guys. They're going to be, you know, big thinkers for, you know, other stuff, like whatever, you know, but whatever opportunities we can provide just within Delhi's and outside of Delhi's. I told them all literally that last night. I was like, a lot of our staff are studying. They're like all in uni. So once they get to that point where they're ready to kind of really get into a career, if they choose to leave Delhi's, let us know how we can help, you know, like how can we help you
finance?
Well, whatever, like who knows, man.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be amazing.
If you could finance someone's education. Man,
I love this little daydream. I daydream a lot, man. And this one I've had, you know, since we almost started, when Delhi started to kind of really pop off, I was like, imagine being like an owner that, you know, staff come into. We develop like a really good relationship, like a working relationship. And then they come to me and be like, yo, Steph, I've got this mad idea. You know, I'd love to be in a position to go, hey man, here's like 20, 40, 50 grand. Go give it a crack, see what happens. Like that would be the coolest shit in the world, man. You know, like.
You can tell we're in the city, can't we?
In the ghetto. Don't let the pretty walls fool you.
never was in the city before.
Keeps it exciting.
So what's a short-term goal?
Short-term goals is just trying to get to the end of the year, ironing out all the problems of building a business, you know, like building especially a hospo spot. There's going to be so many problems when we open up, even though we take all this care and you know, we're looking over everything meticulously, like it doesn't matter. As soon as we open the doors, there's going to be a whole new pile of fires that we need to put out. So
with any business.
Yeah. So short-term goal is to iron those out as quick as possible. Get into a really good routine where, you know, Aldo and I are going to be doing like 7 days a week, like 12 plus hour days. Like we know that we're prepared for it. And we're just like, we just got to get through these first couple months. So short-term goal is to open, is to find out all these problems, solve them as quick as possible and get into this really nice routine of like, okay, people know what to do now. We have all these systems in play. Margin of error is like really, really low. And then we can just kind of like work, you know, we can just come in, we can have a good time, we can bang it out and kind of go home.
Who's your biggest competition around the area?
Oh,
like if someone was coming for a fresh lunch meal.
Yeah.
Around that area, what's your competition?
We've got Chubby Boy next door who do, that's more of a cafe type thing. Right. But they do like this Japanese style shokupan, which is like big toast type stuff, you know, which is really fun. Mm. Coffee, they probably got that down like over us, no problem. It's not like really, I'm not trying to compare anything anyways. Okay. But in terms of like roles and stuff like that, really no one, I think, in the area. Next door is Pietro Gelato, which is going to be dope and not a good thing for my waistline because their gelato is fire. We've got a couple cafes in the area that might,
good,
you know, do that.
I think the area is going to pop. You know,
I think
why?
So too.
Because we've always said that people, everything in Mount Lawley is now being pushed.
Yeah.
Inglewood, Highgate, you know.
Because you get this cool little like hub, you know, like it's still close enough in a city, but it's just a little bit further from that main drag and all the problems that have happened down there, like slowly starting to get back there. But now Inglewood has this real cool like community and hub and, you know, come to like Monday night markets and all these things, man, like that spot is like really, really good. And then hopefully we can have really good impact there too. So,
so what's the long-term goal? Like if you could have that wish for delis, would it be to conquer Australia?
Oh man.
And then overseas?
Yeah, 100%.
Like delis in Times Square?
Oh, imagine. I'd be happy with just delis in Morley, for fuck's sake. Yeah, man, you know, 100%. Like that would be the vision. You know, I don't know if delis turns into a franchise.
Something needs to replace Subway. Subway's been around. It's had its day.
Yeah.
You know,
I think
and I think with all the problems it's had and people finding out, you know, it's not tuna and bread, I think they're ready for something that, because more than ever today, I think people are looking at their health.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're health conscious
with
COVID and everything, you know, I think people are looking that way.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I think you're in the prime position at the prime time.
I think so too.
To then push something like this food going forward.
Again, like everything is just least resistance as possible. Like things have literally just fallen into place. Sure. Like I would love to be in a position to be able to be that. And I think there's some eyes looking at us going, oh, can delis really do that? You know, I think people were shocked at what we've done.
With a pop-up.
Yeah, with just one sandwich. You know, when we're talking even like leasing for equipment and stuff like that, they look at our story and they go, fuck, like these guys built like a virtual business and like now they're getting a brick and mortar type thing. Like it's a cool story. Like it's really, really good. But, you know, we just believed, man, we believed in our product. We believed in what we could do and what we can, you know, and what we're trying to do as well. And
well, Steph, every franchise starts the same way.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You
know, when you're looking at the biggest in the world, they start from somewhere.
Yeah.
And really, you don't need to be the biggest. It's just you need to have people enjoy and love your food. You
absolutely. Know? Yeah. Long term, man, that would be like ideal. We could like roll out delis all over Australia and just see what happens. But you know, more realistically and I think more achievable, more so than anything, is personally, I just love to be in a position where I didn't have to rock an apron all day, every day. Mm. Like I would love to be able to come into delis. It's being run like really well. I'd do whatever I had to do, but I'd love to be working on like just the brand or like collabs or like, I'd love to be just in a position doing that stuff.
But I think you look sexy with an apron.
I do too. Just an apron.
Just an apron.
I still, marketing. Well, I'd love to be in a position where I'm kind of out of the kitchen, right? So I just want to be looking at delis from the business side and doing whatever I can there and to just financially be in a in a comfortable position. You know, like that's the real goal. And to be able to be in a position to kind of spend time and energy in these other little projects that I've, you know, had in the back burner for such a long time, I'm really excited about. And I think I'd love to be in that space. You know, when I said like, I get bored quickly. It's not that. I love the idea of the startup game. Like I love the idea of doing all the research, you know, building like the first parts of a brand and going, okay, I've got a name, I've got a product, doing all the R&D for that. Like that's the most exciting part. And then you put it out there and you're like, are people going to like this? You
isn't
know,
it,
like,
isn't that it? I mean, that's,
bro, I love that part.
I remember when we were starting, yeah. But I look back on that fondly. I look back on that R&D
yeah.
to see if things work, it's see if people part. Like it, see, try it,
yeah.
you know, get a product.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
it's physical, you know, physical, like you can touch it. You can go, fuck, like we brought this shit to life. Like that is the most exciting shit.
Yeah.
If I could just get to that point with like all these other ideas and then just walk away, I'd be happy.
Are you going to come back next month?
Man, every month.
Oh, come back. I need some regulars.
Man, we just have to figure out a schedule.
We'll just shoot the shit. I mean, we've spoken about your life in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But from now on, we can just talk about, because I'd love to talk to you about other stuff.
Oh, man.
What's happening.
You know, yeah. I just want to talk some, I love talking about delis and it's so much fun because I'm excited about it. But
that's why I got you on today.
Yeah. But I want to talk to you
I wanted also people to know, especially people that live here in Perth, Western Australia. Yeah. That there's this kick-ass, I wanted people to know about your brand because I'm seeing it blow up.
Yeah.
And I thought, I've got to use what I've got.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And man, we've got to help each other out.
Yeah.
That's why when you said like competition, it's not like it's healthy, man, you know? Like
it is healthy.
Hopefully we bring some new faces down to that spot and they go explore and find other spots.
Well, do you know, with business though, if you're next door, Chubby Boy, right, if they blow up, you guys blow up.
Oh,
if you blow
absolutely.
Up, they blow up.
Absolutely.
So what I'm saying is that it's just like anything. If it brings more people to the area, and then they try different things.
Man, with anything, there's a fucking massive pie there, man. I just want a little piece of that. But there's more than enough to go around, man. We're not greedy people. We never started out.
I just want the meat. Someone else can have the crust.
You just have the center cut. Yeah, that's fucked up. But like, you know, when it comes to like even charging the prices that we charge, like, you know, we're not trying to make a shitload on the bottom end. Like we're just, you know, it's enough for us. Like we don't need a hell of a lot, you know? And I think people get carried away when I just like that philosophy a bit more than going, I'm going to charge, you know, shitloads more for whatever it is, like whatever product you're selling. But people are like, oh yeah, but it's worth this because it's bespoke and stuff. And sure, like go do that.
But that's not what they talk about. What they talk about is how good the role is for the price they pay.
Yeah, I think
that's very different. It's like I can't, like Andreas, I can't believe I'm buying the food I am for that price.
Yeah.
That's good.
But you know, and hopefully we can even make that cheaper somehow once we start like producing our own small goods.
I would sell $100 rolls, man.
No one would come.
And I wouldn't call it deli. I'd just call it $100 rolls. Like, that's it.
It'd be so overhyped.
No, I'd get people would be flying here like Kanye and they will be flying here to buy one of my $100 rolls.
My ass, yeah.
Yeah, they will be.
But, you know, we want to compete in that space. Yeah, so we have to be realistic of like, okay, how do we flirt the line of like competing with like takeaway giants, but also being like realistic to surviving, you know? So I think that's where we're kind of at. And that's, I don't know, man, like we're figuring, you know, people ask me, how did you do that? And I was like, I don't know, man. We just like, we thought about it. And then we're just like, that's what feels good to us and feels right. And then we just do it.
How many people came to us for advice about starting a clothing brand?
I still get messages today going, hey man, like, how did you screen print all of this? Just Google some shit. Like that's exactly what we did.
Yeah. Do the work. You know, just people want you to tell them the answers.
It's crazy because it's so nice to visualize, you know, I'd love to have like a roll out of delis, but that's not just going to happen. No, you know, like we have to just put in the
one location.
Man, I'm just trying to get this first one up and then we'll see whatever happens after that. But same with teas, all of that stuff. People are like, man, how did you get, you know, this Japanese ink? And I'm like, man, you know how many people we called and we got on the phone to and we emailed and all that shit. It just takes a bit of elbow work. That's like it was elbow grease. That's all it takes, man. You just put in the fucking time when you have it, you know?
Here's a marketing idea for delis.
Yeah, shoot.
Gonna make you a million.
That's it. Are you sure you want to put it out live?
I will.
Okay.
Every week you put $100 bill in one of the roles? How many people would come in for
lunch?
That's
disgusting. Because you know how dirty.
No, you slide it in the bread. You make a little slit in the bread.
Kill someone. They choke on it. Okay.
I'd come there every day. If I could spend on a little roll and the chance of getting $100 every week, imagine how many people you bring in.
I love the idea, Wayne, but it's gimmicky.
Or free sexual favors. No. In the kitchen.
That happens anyway.
While making the roll.
We've got a real big cool room, so you can hide in there.
Oh, really?
Easily.
Yeah. Too cold. Nipples get hard.
Well, exactly. That's half the fun. Got to keep it exciting.
All right. I think we better leave this. All right, brother. Love you, thanks, man. So much. Love you too. And call you on next month. And it'll be cool 100%. Every month to talk about stuff.
But let's talk about...
But also I want to see how the progression takes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this could be sort of a journal.
Yeah, which would be cool.
It's really, really cool. Even if it's a 10-minute
chat. Yeah.
It's a journal like over a period of how many years.
Yeah,
it's been nuts. And other people, you know, there's what? There's not a lot of listeners, but there's about 46,000.
That's a fucking lot of listeners, man.
Yeah. I mean, I think so. But compared to other people, like it's not, right? But
still.
One of these people will be thinking about starting a restaurant business. Yeah.
And
or a food business. And man, it's great to hear.
Hit me up. Like, and that's the other thing. Why not? Man, shoot me a DM. Find me on Instagram.
You want people to shoot you DMs?
I love that shit. Maybe I'm not good at responding like straight away all the time, but... I also get a kick off that too. Like I get a kick of that people going, they're getting really excited to do something and whatever I can do to give back or to help, man, like more than happy to. So
tell people where to find you guys.
So Deli's Continental is on IG. That's where we can find us. It's our main source of kind of putting stuff out there. Same with Facebook, but we're in, it's Unit 2, 861 Beaufort Street, but you'll see it. It's in Inglewood.
I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah. But it's the new Woolies. We're kind of underneath, you know, it's a big yellow sign, but there's not going to be a hell of a lot of yellow in the space, which is going to be cool. But
Make the sign pop then.
Yeah. You'll be able to find us. Like, man, if people could find us in a back alleyway just with social media, I'm sure people are resourceful. So we're just trying to work out the Google shit to change our address and whatever, because it still says we're in Maylands and says we're open, which, you know, we're not. So,
it's all that little stuff.
Yeah. But we got one more event coming up this Sunday and then there's Deli's opening hopefully soon.
I mean, God, it's been how many years?
Oh, like 5, 6 in the making.
So. Isn't it nice to know you're going to be opening soon?
It's crazy, man. Like,
I'm so proud of you.
Again, whatever's to happen is to happen. We're going to do a massive launch party. We're going to give away like 500 to 1,000 Conti rolls for free.
Wow.
Partnering with Zero to Heroes, a mental health charity.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Yeah. So we're going to do this. We're going to announce it real soon. We're just trying to figure out what day we can actually do it. And that's when people know that we're going to open and blah, blah, blah. But we're going to try to get heaps of like footy players. I even reached out to Premier McGowan. Hopefully he can come in, do a shift in the kitchen, which would be dope. Yeah, it's going to be wicked, man. It's just going to be a real fun day.
You should let me know.
Man, I want you to come in.
No, I mean, regarding to the Premier.
Oh, you know people?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know now.
I know his good friend.
Oh, real?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put some nudes in an envelope. We send it to him.
Yeah, I can get Biden in and
thanks.
What am I eating?
Exactly. Break a tooth.
No, I'm really proud, man. And I think this thing's gonna pop off. And I really am. I'm actually waiting for it.
Yeah.
I was even saying, Louis, I better get you on the podcast before you blow up, and then you start charging me to come on.
Man, you know, even in all this, man, I'd be happy if like no one ever even knew who I was. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah.
It's the product.
We only post ourselves on IG because we don't have anyone else to post. Yeah. You know, now that we've got staff, like hopefully you'll never see my face again. But I just meme them.
But I think it's good. I think because
it's cool.
You and Aldo are the face of Deli's.
Yeah, but.
And if I know what you're saying, but if the guys who are heading it up are fun.
Yeah.
And people can see that they've got the passion for the product and they're fun, they'll come in.
Yeah,
because your staff will pretty much look to that energy. Mm. And hopefully they repeat it, but it's coming from the top down.
Yeah, we got to set the example. Yeah. You know, I think we're just being really who we are. Like,
it's like seeing Jeff Bezos in his underwear at his desk with Amazon.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, in a shitty old place, but
little blanket,
which is cool, which is super cool. But I don't know, man. I just hope we can foster that culture like at the shop. You know, that's something that's weighing heavily on my head. Like, I hope it doesn't turn too businessy. I hope we can still just be us.
Up to you.
Yeah,
you've
I don't know.
You've got to iron out, like you said, the you know, iron out all the pitfalls that come. But once you get into that routine of, okay, you know, everyone knows what everyone's doing, your marketing's on point, and you start to go, then you can start relaxing a bit, have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And I think you should do that anyway, because I think you work better when you're more relaxed and,
man,
and
you have fun. You have to. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, like we're literally just trying to enjoy the ride as much as possible. That's the only thing we can ever ask for. It's the only thing we can ever do. And whatever is to come, you know, we're going to be busting our ass. We might as well enjoy it,
yeah,
you know, while we're going.
I think it's a lesson for anyone listening
to this. 100%. So, yeah.
All right, brother.
See what happens.
Love you.
Love you too, bro.
All right.
See you soon.
You too, man. See you.